moods and emotions. For the sake of our learning, moods and emotions are two distinct concepts. A mood is more permanent and fixed. Emotion is more temporary. So if you think of the character of Eeyore, he lives in resignation. His head is down, and his story is, nothing ever goes my way. And if you think of someone like Tigger, who lives more in ambition, his shape is very different. He stands upright. His story is, everything is going to work out just fine. And he lives in a mood of possibilities and ambition, and is pretty resilient. So moods literally shape us. And how we develop moods and the shape over time is based on our interpretation of situations and events. So the way that we observe, so our observer, we talked about the OAR model, observer produces actions, produces results. The observer that we are is based on our upbringing, based on our history, based on the standards, community, church, friendships, the interpretation of events throughout our lives and what we've been told by others and how we've interpreted those stories and events begin to shape us. They begin to form a lens that becomes distinctly our own. So Eeyore and Tigger, they have stories that have developed. So if you think of someone who lives in resignation, they perhaps have had situations and events throughout their lives where they have felt that there is no way out. They feel like a victim, and that might be because of the standards and beliefs and the doctrines that they have been taught in their family and their upbringing. So they adopt their story as if it's their own, and then they have other situations that provide evidence to that. And so it culminates into a mood that physically shapes them into resignation. The same thing goes for ambition. It's how we interpret situation and events. Situations and events within themselves don't have any emotional weight or value. It's the weight or value that we place on them that starts to develop our story, how we engage in the world, and how we are shaped. So when you think of emotions, if you know of someone who lives in resignation and all of a sudden they're handed, $100, that might shift to happiness or joy. And then they're going to go back to their mood of resignation. Or someone who lives in ambition, if they get a flat tire on the way to an appointment that they're looking forward to, their mood of happiness might shift to an emotional reaction of frustration or anger. And emotions can last anywhere from a few minutes to several weeks. So if you've suffered great loss, that's something that can impact your emotion for several weeks. So over time, if we are living in certain emotions and we have certain stories, that's going to culminate into certain moods. It's how we interpret it. So we have the power to shift how we engage and what our moods are and what our stories are. It's becoming aware of how we're engaging now. So the practice of checking in throughout the day, what's my body? What's my body telling me? What am I feeling? Where's my breath? What's the story I am in? We all have stories that are lingering on the background of our head. Some of them can be very disempowering. How do we grow aware of that so we can then shift it? Well, we can't shift it until we become aware of it. So just checking in through the practice of checking in throughout the day, it's developing that awareness to give you the power to shift it. So first, the awareness and showing up in the body and the emotion that we're in. So now if you do a practice, and this is something that you can do with your kids, and it's a little bit it's a demonstration to show how there, when there's incongruity in words and your somatic, how your body's holding certain things, how it shows up and how it feels. So if you hunch over, and for the sake of practice, drop your breath to your center, and just hunch your shoulders over, look down at the ground, and say, I am happy. And just take notice. So your body is shaped, hunched over in resignation, but you're saying, I am happy. It feels weird. It doesn't feel right. So now, lift your shoulders up. For the sake of practice, drop your breath to center. Lift your arms up, chin up, and say, I am sad. So what happens is when we have words that don't match what our body is feeling and there's confusion, that creates confusion and some it can cause overwhelm as well if we're not sure what's going on. And it's because we've lost awareness and connection to what our body's signals are telling us. So if there are certain things showing up, if you know someone that you love who shows up and they're saying that they're fine or that they're not fine, but they're not sure why, and their body's having some kind of a somatic reaction, and then it's a good idea to start to notice, well, what's the story showing up? And it's going to take some time to cultivate. So we're in the practice of cultivating our observer. And that way we have the competency to be able to speak to our kids to hone in their observer. So this is something that's a lifelong practice that takes time. This is not a quick fix type of solution. It's more of a, how do we set our kids up so they can engage in the richness of emotions and be aware that certain emotions and certain stories begin to shape us? And what are those stories? And what are those emotions? And before we're able to really do that with our children, it's important that we develop that competency and practice with ourselves. So I'm going to send out a little bit more on emotional shifts and how that impacts other people and what our responses to other people when they're in a certain emotion or in a certain story, and what we can do so we don't get caught up or triggered by certain reactions or certain situations. So my hope is that this will help you over the Thanksgiving holiday or the extended time that you have with your kids, approaching things in a different way that creates new possibilities for you. This recording is for the sake of your practice, for the continuation of your centering and your noticing, your observer practice, to see the type of observer that you are currently. If you have any questions, let me know.